Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The Bob Seska Show.
Bob Seska.
Today's Rachel Maddow Show Award for Headline Excellence goes to Bob Seska.
The Bob Seska Show.
From our nation's capital, it is Thursday, February 2, 2023, and this is the Bob Seska Show on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. Hi, I'm Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, day 743 of the Biden-Harris administration, 642 days until the 24 presidential election. You can find me on Instagram, the Bob Seska, Twitter, BobSeska_go. Spoutable, just Bob Seska. Not the word just, it's at Bob Seska. That's, God, I totally screwed that up. Just go to Spoutable and search for me. See, that's what happens when I add a new social media platform to my agenda here. Also, Patreon, BobSeskaShow.com. And here comes the goth ninja. Yeah, it is Jody Hamilton from the From the Bunker podcast, patreon.com/from the bunker. Also, the Stephanie Miller Show, stephaniemiller.com. What am I forgetting? I don't think I'm forgetting anything. One of those shows where I started the show and I feel like, did I forget something today?
Well, I have a Patreon page.
Yes, I just mentioned that. Patreon.com/from the bunker.
I forgot to put on a belt, actually, and I just realized it. And it's going to drive me nuts for the rest of the show. I may have to go into the other room and put on a belt.
Okay. Well, you can go ahead and do that now while I introduce you. David Ferguson right there. We call him T-Rex. He's not wearing a belt.
It takes an extra long time because of my tiny arms.
His music project is Astral Summer, astralsummer.bandcamp.com. And remember that name because we have a world premiere song from Astral Summer we're going to be playing here later in the show. We'll give you a tease, a hint, before we roll out the entire song on the Indie Music Countdown at the end of the month. The No Talk, More Rock Indie Music Countdown. Yeah, lots of good response to that so far. I think people enjoy the straightaway playlist format of everything. We still do all the countdown fun jingles and things like that. That's all still in there. And there's Buzz Burbank in there, too. So there is some talk, but it's all Buzz. And we could all listen to Buzz reading a menu for 3 hours, right?
Facts.
Yeah, absolutely. So lots to talk about today. We have coming up here in a little bit the Alex Jones text messages. I can't wait to get into this. Hate Watch has acquired an entire trove of Alex Jones text messages via one of the lawyers for the Sandy Hook families. And now that this is part of the public record, the SPLC is all over it. And they've published a bunch of these Alex Jones text messages. So by the end of today's show, my voice is going to be shot. So that'll give you an idea of what I'll be doing later in the show. But first, I just wanted to mention real quick that Spoutable is having growing pains. It was bad enough that I couldn't remember my Spoutable handle at the top of the show. But then it's also having some issues with servers. It's kind of a good problem to have. A lot of people want to sign up for Spoutable, and they just don't have the server capacity to be able to deal with it. So it's a little bit glitchy. Now, here's the thing. If you want to sign up for Spoutable or you're already there and you can't get it to load, I'm not Spoutable's tech support guy. Neither is Kimberly.
This is what you get for being an early adopter, Seska. Why would it work, Bob? It's your fault.
I'm just a celebrity endorser. I'm not a tech support guy. So don't send your screen grabs of the server not found error message to me via Twitter because, I don't know what to do with that. I don't know anything about how to fix that crap. There's a guy who runs that site. You could try reaching out to him if you can't get on. But I think the main thing is to just be patient and let the technical issues work themselves out as he expands the number of servers. Christopher Boozy is smart as fuck. He really knows what he's doing. And once he gets the server functionality squared away, this is going to be a highly sought-after website to compete with Twitter. Yes, David.
You're the worst grifter ever. What you're supposed to say is, please send me your request. I'm being deluged, so I'm going to prioritize those of you who send me $25.
Okay.
And then you just, like, wait for it to work itself out. You just put on your wizard hat or something and shake some rattles or bang a drum and be like, I'm working on it. I'm speaking to the tech gods.
So you think I should exploit my audience by pretending that I'm the tech support guy at Spoutable.com and that I'm charging $25 a pop to help them with their issues?
Call yourself a tech, like, what's the word I'm
looking Evangelist.
For? Evangelist. No, tech shaman.
There oh, yeah, shaman. That's
and therefore, it's not tax deductible because it's a religious thing and you're just like,
I'm not that into it. I mean,
this
I love
this is how right wing grifters make their money, though. This
that is absolutely
why we're
true.
Poor.
Yeah, and seen. That was a nice little lesson, a metaphor for what happens on the right. Certainly. Hey, you see that thing where a bunch of these red hats, including Elon Musk, believes that if they make their Twitter account hidden, if they lock their Twitter account, that it will increase their engagement. If you're wondering why Elon Musk's Twitter account is currently locked, you can't access it, that's why. I know Ben Shapiro and a bunch of other wing nuts were talking about this. It's like hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin for Twitter engagement. It's the
injecting
latest.
Injecting bleach.
Yeah, injecting bleach. It's injecting bleach for Twitter engagement. And you know what? Please keep going, Red Hats. You're doing great. Hide all of your accounts. Go.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Yes, round of applause for the Red Hats hiding their accounts. Is Elon back on Twitter? Can one of you check?
I just went over there, and apparently I was following him, and I didn't follow him ever, so.
But can you see his tweets, or are they?
Yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
So he's unlocked his Twitter account again.
And what's funny was I was never following him, and it just said that I was following him. I'm like, nope, so I unfollowed. In fact, I muted his fucking account. So fuck
yeah, that's not good. That shows, in fact, I saw reports about that, where people were inadvertently following Elon Musk without having ever followed him.
No, so, I muted him on top of it all. I didn't even want to see him by accident.
Just
then
incredible.
He started showing up in my feed, and I was just like, block, block, block.
Spoutable.com. If you're sick of the fuckery, go to Spoutable.com because it's Twitter without all the fuckery. Yes, they're having problems. I know it's hard to get on the server right now, but that's because it's so popular. That's why.
It's new, kids.
Spoutable's having trouble. Yeah, exactly. And by the way, first social media platform owned and operated by a black man. I think that's another important distinction here. Yeah, yeah. Oh, real quick, while we're talking about Twitter and Spoutable, you know what? Even the Pope has to delete tweets for typos and errors now and then. This time, the Pope tweeted out something about the gift of life in your hands. This is, initially, it says, God has placed the gift of life in your hands. From your hands, tomorrow is born. From your hands, peace so lacking in this country can come about. I would like to suggest some, quote, ingredients for the future, unquote. Five of them, each corresponding to a finger on your hand. Can you see where this might be going?
Yeah.
Do you see where this is leading?
Does this mean lesbians are the Holy Trinity?
Oh, man. There you go. The middle finger, Pope Francis tweeted. which is higher than the others, reminds us of something essential. Honesty. To be honest means not getting entangled in the snares of corruption. So that's what your middle finger really represents. I guess
really?
It doesn't. Yeah, I thought
I'm all in.
Yeah. Fuck you. I would have.
I've actually been giving you my class, like my most honest all this time. Like I've been like this. It's just been like a statement of honesty to all these people. It's because I love you, and I want you to go fuck yourself. Yeah.
Suffice to say, the Pope had to delete that tweet because everyone was like, tee-hee, tee-hee, middle finger. He said middle finger, exactly like we're doing right now. So we're right there at that level. So they deleted that tweet. Whoever's tweeting for the Pope, I seriously doubt the Pope is sitting there like Donald Trump on the toilet with an iPhone, just hammering out one tweet after another. But they replaced it with this tweet. This is a little better, I think. The third finger, which is higher than the others, he said hi. It reminds us of something essential, honesty. Whose dog is that?
That's my niece's dog. She's working a NASCAR thing today through Sunday, so we're taking care of her.
What is the dog's name?
Eno.
Eno. Oh, my God. Is that named? Is the dog named after Brian Eno?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's the coolest
that's the
name.
Rock and roll, and it's very cool. You know?
He's a little rat terrier.
Yeah.
He's adorable.
At some point, I'm going to have to do an extended show, either a Wednesday show or maybe we'll just talk about it for a good part of a regular Tuesday, Thursday show. And that is the rise of artificial intelligence and this chat.
Oh, man, I was
GPT.
Hoping you'd say we would just spend
Skynet
an hour doing
Skynet is here, kids.
Talking,
Skynet like, is here.
Talking what?
Talking like we're talking to puppies. You good boy. Look at your fat little belly. Oh, my God.
So the FBI, meantime, conducted a planned search of Joe Biden's house in Delaware at Rehoboth Hun, but found no documents with classified markings. Biden's lawyer said the FBI did take some materials and handwritten notes that appear to relate to his tenure as vice president. It's the third known time that federal agents have searched properties associated with Biden for classified material. The FBI, and notice how Joe Biden's not screaming about it perpetually on social media. They had no right to come into my house. This is a gorgeous house. It's an amazing property. Oh, my God.
He probably had Dunkin' Donuts waiting on the hall table for them, you know?
I'm sure he had coffee ready for them and, you know,
ice cream. Just do it like vats and vats of ice cream. The FBI previously searched Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware, as well as his Washington office of the Penn Biden Center in mid-November after Biden's attorneys first discovered classified material in a locked closet. You know, grown-ups. That's how, that's all I have to say about that. Grown-ups. That's how grown-ups behave. When grown-ups inadvertently do something that they shouldn't have done, and in this case, it wasn't even Joe Biden. This is someone who packed a bunch of boxes and they ended up at his house.
And that's the same thing with Pence. I mean, it's just like their staff packs up their shit.
Yeah.
And it's discovered, even though Pence, didn't take anything. He didn't know that he had anything, much like Joe Biden didn't know he had anything.
Yeah.
And like Annie McCabe explained on Allison Gill's show, Jack, on their show, Jack, that when you're at that level of class of security, you're followed around constantly with documents just in case you need to access something.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They end up in his home. They end up in they end up in places and they get unfortunately inadvertently left behind.
Right.
Or packed up and sealed in a box like with Mike Pence, you know. Boom, I haven't even looked at it. It's not like they're with his passports or today's newspaper in the top drawer of his desk.
Yeah, yeah. And if, as Chuck Todd explained to Jim Jordan, Chuck Todd.
Chuck Todd.
Shit, I gotta move.
Greenland is a strategic place up there, and they got a lot of valuable minerals. I don't want to predict it now. Come on, I'm just saying the president, who knows a thing or two about buying real estate, wants to take a look at low interest rates, no inflation, virtually no inflation, Chuck Todd. So I actually think it's a pretty good story. And again, let me echo my theme. Let's not be afraid of some optimism.
What an embarrassment that was. Why would you even, okay, I'm hammered. I'm not going on TV today. Cancel, cancel, cancel. Larry Kudlow goes, fine, okay. Chuck Todd. I can do it. Totally do it.
What time is it?
When you've been drunk, have you been a realistic arbiter of your own abilities and capabilities?
Never.
That's also true. But I mean, TV.
I can totally do this. It's a 3-minute camera hit with Chuck Todd. We'll be fine. We're all right. I'll do it live.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can imagine blackout tweeting or something like that, saying some inadvertent things on social media because you're blacked out. But if you're drunk like that, if you've had 6 mimosas that morning and no food in your system, and then you decide, yeah, it's a good time to go on with Dana Perino. I mean, Chuck Todd. And then you make a fool of yourself. But thank you, Larry Kudlow. Thank you for making an ass of yourself on television, because it's led to endless comedy. Yes, we all love it here. So what was I saying? So Chuck Todd was explaining to Jim Jordan that there's a gigantic difference between Donald Trump deliberately taking classified documents because he thinks they're his, because he thinks he can declassify them with his mind, with his teeny tiny walnut brain. This is how Donald Trump says he declassified those documents, so he can keep them. He can give them away as gifts if he wants to. He can have them framed and posted on the wall in Mar-a-Lago or one of his other properties. I mean, that's what he thinks he can do with those things. That is a universe of difference between that and Joe Biden. Whoops, there's a couple of documents. And oh my God, the ones in the garage aren't even marked top secret. So whatever.
Well, when the people found them at the Foundation Center, they were like, whoa, oh shit, call the FBI.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, it's totally different than like sending out your attorneys to certify that there's nothing else here, especially not in the downstairs storeroom. You know, like it just... but I mean, you know, Jim Jordan's brain is where nuance goes to die.
Well, and the other thing that, you know, listening to James Comer, which is so similar to Jim Comer.
I know. Very confusing.
He's like, oh, well, it's very different. They're treating Donald Trump differently because Donald Trump knowingly took them. Two, he also lied about a bunch of them. After being asked, hey, we know you have these, you know, turn them over. Oh, no, I don't have them, you know, and then had them moved around in Mar-a-Lago on purpose. Mm-hmm. And it's like, guys, Pence and Biden are basically the same problem.
Yeah.
And they did the right thing, as much as I hate defending Mike Pence. And I just hoped, and I know the National Archives has asked previous presidents and vice presidents, but they should ask previous cabinet members, high level, you know, previous senators that had, you know, the same access to the same type of stuff. And we do need to figure out how to track it better. Like Andy McCabe was saying, like his office was a skiff because of where he worked. Right. So, but if he got an email that he needed to print out, there was no way for anybody to know that. Well, there is, there's a way to embed a watermark on a computer and a watermark on a printer so that you know who printed it and when it was printed. So there are ways for it to be monitored internally, at least, so we know, okay, Andy McCabe printed that on this date and time. There are ways to do that. But once he, and you're not allowed to leave, like if you leave with it, then you sign something out. You know what I mean? It's just like there are ways to track it. It's difficult because it's millions and millions of paperwork every day that's going through. But there are ways to track it. We just need a really good librarian.
Well, you know that for the next 2 years, you're going to hear nothing but Donald Trump whining about how the FBI singled him out and searched him. And it's going to be, what about this? And why don't you look at that? And why was the FBI so unfair to your favorite president? In spite of the fact that the FBI has clearly conducted similar searches of Joe Biden's properties and Mike Pence. Well, I don't know if Mike Pence has been searched yet, but I imagine that that's probably true.
I'm sure he's allowing a search for stuff in any place where it might have been taken. I'm sure he's allowing that.
Of course.
Of course he would. He's just, come on in, you know. Here, have some coffee and ice cream and donuts.
What, the other thing
was, Trump is, like, hoarding the fuckers. I mean, like, stockpiling.
And lying about it.
Yeah.
Like George Santos hoarding, like, half-zip pullovers.
Right. The other thing with Joe Biden is, I don't know if Kevin McCarthy realizes it or if the entire Red Hat Entertainment Complex knows this, but the president totally screwed Kevin McCarthy after this meeting yesterday. And I'll tell you why.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But you know why? Oh, yeah. Because he praised Kevin McCarthy. It was, the headline from Mediaite is, quote, not a joke. Biden swears at prayer breakfast that he and McCarthy had a, quote, good meeting and will be, quote, treating each other with respect. You know what that's going to do? That's going to
He's not going to be speaker any longer.
Yes! Bing, bing, bing. That's exactly it. Because you know.
They did kick Ilhan Omar off of her committee assignment, by the way.
Sons of bitches. God damn it.
God damn it.
Yeah. But this was amazing because this is going to raise all kinds of red flags with the usual suspects. They're all going to be saying, okay, you know, Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert and all the freaks and weirdos in the Rodeo Clown Caucus are going to be, okay, where's Kevin McCarthy's loyalties now? What did he offer to Joe Biden? What did he say behind closed doors that we don't know about? Why on earth would Joe Biden ever compliment Kevin McCarthy? What kind of things did he give away? That's an amazing thing. And I don't know if Kevin McCarthy is smart enough to even realize it.
He habitually genuflects to power.
Yeah.
You know, he was perfectly polite at the meeting because he's a fucking suck up. It is like, you know, and so like he probably was like trying to be the responsible like legislator just. And now like, yeah, no, it was brilliant. This is like Southern levels of passive aggression. Like, you know, like, yeah. I like that Kevin, he's a good boy. We're going to get along just fine.
That's right. Biden continued by saying, I don't know how we do that anymore, but we have to. We have to start treating each other in waste of them have, in my humble opinion.
What? Wait, try that again?
Okay, I'm reading this.
Error.
Yeah, it could be. I'm reading this exactly how it's written in Mediaite. We have to start treating each other in waste of them have, in my humble opinion. I don't know what that means. The greatest honor of my life is to serve this country. Well, I know what that means. Okay.
Is that like bad lip reading? I mean,
I'm just so confused.
Or background singers for Adele? I mean, what is that?
Yeah, yeah. So, but regardless, he said it was a good meeting, and he said, I think at the end of the day, we can find common ground. I really do. I hope he's right, because an economic calamity is not part of my summer plans. I don't think it's part of anyone's summer plans. So, hopefully, someone in the Red Hat Entertainment Complex will take the bait and run with it and say, where are Kevin McCarthy's loyalties? And what the hell did that sentence mean in Mediaite? That Bob Seska tried to read on his show. I don't know. Next up, Nikki Haley is running for president.
Yep.
And I feel bad for Nikki Haley's DMs and social media mentions because she's taken on that Trumpism machine now, and they're not going to be nice to her. One of the reasons is she's a woman and a woman of color, right? I think we categorize her as a woman of color. Is that it with Nikki Haley? And so that's going to draw all of the fucking crazies like flies to shit. It's going to be an amazing thing to watch. But at the same time, bear in mind that she could have a chance. And I'll tell you exactly why. Right after the midterms, I said the thing to be concerned about is not necessarily Donald Trump. The thing to be concerned about are some possible women candidates on the Republican side, because I think what the Republicans are going to do is look at the huge turnout by single women in the midterms and say, hey, you know what? We got to get on board some of that. We need to grab some of those voters back. And if we nominate a woman, that could be the way to do it. That could be a way to level
the playing
field.
Yeah, they think women are that dumb.
Yeah,
they
well,
really
that
think women are that dumb.
Exactly.
So well with black voters in Georgia with Herschel Walker.
Yeah. I mean, it has nothing to do with virtue. It has nothing to do with, yes, we support those single women who turned out in droves against us. They're not trying to make a play in terms of policy or any adjustment in messaging. It's just, okay, well, if we do this, it's like
single chick,
straight up identity politics. If we give you a woman, then you women will vote for us. You'll
is she married or is she single?
Nikki Haley?
Yeah.
I think she's married, isn't she?
Yes,
well, then I'd put up a single chick. Come on.
That's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to work. But this
it also gives them, what is it Trump promised to put over the country? A dome. A perfect dome.
Oh, dome.
Yeah, I remember
claim that.
Yeah.
Any attacks on the candidate are sexism and misogyny.
Oh, my
so
God.
The only time the Republicans care about sexism and misogyny is when we're talking about Sarah Palin. Or we're talking about, you know, what's her name from South Dakota.
Do we have any sense, any real sense of how much of a shithole we would be in right now if Donald Trump had been reelected in 2020. And I'm speaking specifically of the dome situation, Ukraine, Russia, his constant screeching about World War III, that we're on the doorstep of nuclear annihilation and all the rest of it. If he had remained president after the 2020 election, he would have given Russia Ukraine. I mean, no doubt about it. It would just been like, here, have it. And by the way, Eastern Europe, take that too. And if you want to march into Germany as well, take Germany. who the fuck cares? And with American help, Russia would have done this if Trump had been president.
No doubt in my mind.
Yeah, which is completely contrary to the lessons of history. Even just being isolationist in the 1930s was a fucking disaster for the United States. It allowed the rise of Adolf Hitler. We just didn't do anything when it came to that until 1941. But prior to that, it was like, la, 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 not listening. Just like we're doing with COVID, just like the Republicans are doing with Ukraine. And that's the kind of strategy that Trump would implement if, by some horror show bad luck, he ends up back in the White House, although he won't be back in the White House. I mean, I'm not saying that we should be complacent or anything. Obviously, we need to keep a close eye on him and make sure that he doesn't. He just won't. He will lose because the American people rise up against him again. And in order to do that, we have to play the game. We have to make sure that he doesn't win.
Right.
I've got a separate, like, Trump file going on here in my notes. Just random Trump things. Like, for example, he confessed on Truth Central. He confessed to making those hush money payments to Stormy Daniels while Alvin Bragg is actively feeding evidence to a grand jury in Manhattan to prosecute Donald Trump based on this.
Alvin, we've got some proof. It's over at Truth Central.
Yeah, it's at Truth Central.
Truth Central.
Here's the Truth that he posted on Truth Central. With respect to the Stormy nonsense, it is very old and happened a long time ago, long past the very publicly known and accepted deadline of the statute of limitations. I placed full reliance on the judgment and advice of counsel, who I had every reason to believe had a license to practice law, was competent, and was able to appropriately provide solid legal services. He came from a good law firm, represented other clients over the years, and there was no reason not to rely on him, and I did. I guess he's talking about Michael Cohen. Is that who he's whining about?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and so he's basically saying, hey, look, Michael Cohen, my counsel said it was okay to do this, so I just went along. It's deferring blame, and that's not a defense.
No.
Am I right about that, Jody?
Yes, Law and Order says so. It's not a defense.
You can't use the bad advice of your lawyer to defend yourself. Likewise, I don't think you can use bad advice from an accountant to defend yourself. Or,
I mean, you can use bad counsel, and that can, like, in a criminal case, like, especially like a death penalty, then you can get new counsel. But he was with Michael Cohen for years. It's not like, you know, and Michael Cohen's got the receipts, and they've taken his phone.
Yeah.
For this grand jury to look at any evidence there of Donald directing him to do stuff.
Oh, my God. I hope there are texts. I hope.
Oh, I'm sure that Mr. Cohen has saved everything.
All of his text messages.
I like to imagine the potential phone conversation between Michael Imperioli and Michael Cohen. Like, if maybe if Michael Imperioli was going to play Michael Cohen in something, you know, it would be like, hey, it's Mike. Yeah, Mike. It's Mike.
Mike, hey,
how you
Mike.
Doing? It's Mike. No, this is Mike. Is this Mike? Yeah.
That'd be some pretty good casting, I think. I'm surprised that hasn't happened yet. Yeah. Meantime, Trump says he trusts Vladimir Putin over the United States intelligence community. He said something like this before, hasn't he?
In Helsinki.
Yeah. Seems like I've seen this many, many times. Here he is on Truth Central.
Truth Central.
He said, remember in Helsinki when a third-rate reporter asked me essentially who I trusted more, President Putin of Russia or our intelligence lowlifes? My instinct at the time was that we had really bad people in the form of James Comey, McCabe, whose wife was being helped out by crooked Hillary while crooked was under investigation. end parenthetical.
God, he just can't. He's got to like, tangent. You know,
yeah, everything has to be shoehorned into this. I'm surprised he doesn't go into the whole rant about impeachment hoax one, impeachment hoax number two, Russia, Ukraine, the documents hoax. And just, that's what he does now. It just, yeah,
it's like a daisy cutter cluster bomb of fucking old man pissy resentment.
James Comey, McCabe, whose wife is being helped out by Crooked Hillary while Crooked was under investigation. Crooked was under investigation, exclamation mark. Brennan, Peter Strzok, whose wife is at the SEC, and his lover, Lisa Page. Yeah, and you can always finish that sentence. Whenever you see Peter Strzok, you know that what's coming next is his lover, Lisa Page. Yeah.
He can't actually imagine that people voluntarily have sex with each other because it's so alien to him. If there's no transaction going on, like, what the hell?
But here's the thing. Then he said, now add McGonagall and other slime to the list. Who would you choose, Putin or these misfits? He's actually saying that McGonagall is anti-Trump. That McGonagall.
That's not at all what we've found out so far.
No.
He's just jealous because maybe McGonagall was getting bigger payouts.
Good God. McGonagall was working directly with fucking Oleg Deripaska.
Hi.
I mean, I don't mean to say that McGonagall was fucking Oleg Deripaska.
He's fucking working with him.
And,
but Oleg's such a looker.
Yeah. And it's very, very clear what McGonagall was up to. Yeah. You know, that New York Times piece suggesting that the FBI found no evidence of linkage between Trump and Russia. And that was right before the election as well. Something that Donald Trump.
That was a leak that he did.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
absolutely
obvious.
Yes. Obvious. Yes. One of the reasons why so many people end up in Vladimir Putin's back pocket is because they've done something that Vladimir Putin knows about. There's compromat on these people. Mm-hmm. And it's very obvious to me, and I'm just speculating, of course, that there was immense compromat with Charles McGonagall, leading him down this road, leading him to almost be forced to do this, to get sucked into that web.
Too, what's that? Wouldn't he? Were there some financial issues? Too?
Yeah, I mean, it's MICE is what they call it. It's money, ideology, compromise, and ego are the ways that you can, you know, get somebody to be on your side that normally would be against you.
Yeah.
And if it's
yeah.
money, it's
well,
debt.
Okay,
so
Jody, you're a fucking sleeper agent? Does everyone know this? Oh, it's MICE.
That's what they call it, is MICE.
So what do you guys think as far as Nikki Haley goes? Does she have a shot at all? Am I just exaggerating her possible chances?
The racists in her party will never do it.
Okay. All right.
And I just think policy-wise, I mean, she's just like water tetrazzini, you know, like a water-flavored jello.
She's smarter than Sarah Palin, I'll give her that.
She is.
But first off, she's a woman.
That's my left nut, but...
Yeah, no kidding. But... first off, she's a woman, so a major part of the base ain't going to go for that.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, she's not all white kids.
Yeah.
So that's another part of them that they won't admit to, but the racist part. So, I mean, if she makes it past Iowa, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And Donald's already thrown her under the bus.
Yeah.
So, because, her loyalty, but if her heart, you know, and it's like, fuck you, you fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
Sorry,
well,
was that out loud?
Yeah, I think it was, but that's okay.
It really created this. I mean, if they weren't such shitty, awful, filthy people, you'd feel sorry for them because they've put this monster at the gate.
Yeah.
That is their beast that, like, drew in the rubes and got them into the White House in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're stuck with him, and he's, like, eating the furniture, and they're, like, what do we do with him?
Yeah, yeah.
But he...
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing, too. I still can't imagine that it's going to be Ron DeSantis. Every time I hear him talk with that whiny, squeaky voice of his, he just doesn't have the Zazazoo. He just doesn't have the heft to be able to carry party leadership with this particular party. If there were some, like, maybe 20 years ago, the Republican Party, not the Republican Party of today.
Listening to Donald Trump talk, you would have thought it was impossible.
But remember now that Donald is throwing him under the bus by stating how much he supported vaccination.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's going to be a mind screw. for every Republican voter. You're not going to know which end is up. So, I'm against the vaccines, but Donald is for the vaccines, and then Ron DeSantis is against, but I'm a Donald guy. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, just going to grind all those gears, the donkey napping under a tree in the brains of so many Republican voters. That donkey's dead as soon as they start to internalize the conflict over the vaccines alone. Okay, lots more to get to here on the show. We've got the Alex Jones text messages here. And let's see what else. Oh, yeah, yeah. Hunter Biden strikes back. I have to talk about Hunter Biden striking back. Hunter Biden is swinging for the fences right now. He's done. He's got no fucks left. He's going after Fox News. He's going after lots of people. So all that and more still to come. But before we talk about all of that, if you're pissed off at cable news and other very serious political analysts like Chuck Todd, here's an outstanding way to support independent media, specifically this show. For just $5 per month, $5 a month, you can support our Patreon page as we guide you through the madness and chaos of our politics. But it's not just about supporting shows like this one. You're also going to get bonus content as a reward for your monthly support. We're talking about exclusive access to the Shadow Docket Show, recorded after the end credits on our Tuesday and Thursday episodes. You also get access to the Patreon app where you can download the free show and our bonus content. Plus, you can join the discussion with our community of Patreon members in the comments under each show. It is a safe space on our Patreon page. All of that for $5 a month, just pennies per show. Don't miss out. Again, that's BobSeskaShow.com, Patreon.com/BobSeskaShow. Bookmark it, send us all your friends, and we thank you in advance.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Brand new to the show. I hate to interrupt it, but this is a recording artist named King Cyborg. A song called Been There. She has an incredible story. I was just reading her bio on her website. She grew up in Luanda Island in Angola until she had to flee to escape political persecution. She tried to get into South Africa, couldn't get into South Africa, and then finally ended up in San Francisco. Cyborg became the main subject of a national documentary film directed by Tom Shepard and producer Jen Gilliman. It's called Unsettled, unsettled.film. It showcases Cyborg's real-life journey of being a person of color, gay, and an immigrant in the United States. Mm. Unsettled was filmed over 5 years and released in 2019, winning several awards, press coverage, and tours in many countries around the world. Oh, my God, I can't believe we get to play her music on the show. Just fucking fantastic.
You should interview her. She sounds amazing.
Yeah, you know what? Great idea. Perfect idea. I'm going to get her on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also want to talk to Anna Marie. I think the Wednesday show is going to open up a little bit, not just political topics, but I think we'll obviously continue to cover the nerd stuff and get some more musicians into the mix as well. Obviously, politics will always drive the content of the show, but I like mixing it up occasionally, doing some things that are not so stressful, put it that way. Okay, link in the description to support King Cyborg. Make sure to do that. Go to bobsesca.com. Find this episode. It's dated 2/2/23. Click on that link. Scroll right on down. That episode. You can listen to the episode while you're there if you need to. And we have links to all our recording artists right there, where you're also going to be able to download the... can you download the new Astral Summer, David? Is it available for download yet?
Yes.
Okay, so it'll be on the Bandcamp page.
We'll talk about all that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. After the next break, we're going to premiere the brand new Astral Summer song, too. So I'm looking forward to that. It's an amazing track, so I can't wait to play it for you guys.
You heard a draft of it a while back, but it's been mastered and everything is in place, and yeah, we'll talk.
Outstanding. Okay, and what, you had the status of the GoFundMe you mentioned last week.
Yes. Okay, so a couple of days ago, apparently an anonymous donor approached Chris and... I'm not sure exactly how this transfer happened, but gave him $4,000 to make the rest of the funder. So we're
going
to...
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's great.
Oh, my God. That's huge.
I don't even know who it is. Chris won't tell me. It's, like, anonymous. And he was like, the person said not to tell a soul, and I can't tell you. I was like, give me a hint. He's like, no, there are no hints. I'm incredibly grateful to this person, and I will respect their privacy, so I have no idea who it is.
Oh, that's incredible.
If that person is listening right now, thank you so much.
Yeah.
For helping my friend.
Mm-hmm.
It really means a lot. I'm sorry, I'm getting like...
Yeah, that's okay, man.
Talk amongst yourselves. I'm all the clam.
Don't play any Carrie Hamilton. Don't play any Carrie Hamilton.
No.
I'll give you a topic.
Yeah.
The Civil War. Madison Neither civil Square nor garden. A war. Yeah, war. Discuss.
Neither square nor a garden. Anyway, all right. Moving right along to Alex Jones.
Oh, yes, Alex Jones. Okay, so this is fun. One of our P1 listeners, my friend Jason Delecto, that's who he goes by, Jason Delecto on Twitter. I don't know if he wants us to reveal his actual last name, so I'm just going to go with Jason Delecto. And he sent me this link about these Alex Jones text messages, like, you better fucking read this story on the air. Oh, absolutely. You don't have to convince me. If it's Alex Jones text messages where he's very clearly drunk, I'm all over that. So,
how crazy are they, Bob?
They are so crazy. Attorney Mark Bankston of Farrar and Ball LLP turned the text messages over to Hate Watch in September on a not-for-publication basis to aid Hate Watch's mission of analyzing extremist networks. On January 31st, it's a couple of days ago, Hate Watch received word that a redacted copy of the messages entered the public record, enabling the publication of this series. So we're going to start out with the text messages Alex Jones sent to his dad, David Jones, who is involved with the InfoWars empire. So Alex Jones'
has a
dad.
A really big locker that's under the ocean.
So the funny thing about these text messages is David Jones, Alex Jones' dad, doesn't even reply to them. You ever do that where you send an entire thread of text messages to someone and it's just crickets chirping? Even after a couple of days, they still don't respond. That's what happened.
That's on the advice of their attorneys, probably.
Yes, you know what? Good thought. Essentially, Alex Jones started texting his dad about his legal troubles. Obviously, these lawsuits with the Sandy Hook families and how they're not going well for Alex Jones. So Alex Jones texted to his dad. He said, it's no big deal. And then he said, I get noticed via media, so I just need to start shutting down. I always get my legal news a few weeks late via news. I don't know what that means.
That makes no sense.
Yeah. I always get my legal news a few weeks late via news. Oh, I know what he means.
Served with papers?
Yes. No.
You
what
need
he said.
To be abreast of that.
What he's saying is, I guess his attorneys aren't keeping him updated on the status of the lawsuits, so he has to hear about it in the regular news. I see what that is.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And he said, I just need to love it. And then Jones resumes the thread over an hour later without receiving a response from his father. I don't blame you. I am just freaked out. We are crazy mixed up. This is one that is going to be interesting. I is very scary to never, almost never, to learn about stuff from yourselves.
What?
What?
Yes, the same guy who wrote the Mediaite story. I think Alex Jones wrote that Mediaite story about Joe Biden and Kevin McCarthy.
God.
I is very scary to never, almost never, to learn about stuff from yourselves.
Well, that was some weird shit.
Oh, the only thing that would have made that better is if he included that funny noise.
He did. It's just impossible to spell.
And then he said, if very disconcerting.
What?
And nothing can stop it. This is just him, one text after another. These are like seconds apart. So, okay, I'm going to read these all in one big chunk, okay? Because
I'm telling you, that's like when the coke hit and he had a panic attack. And he's just like, you know, it's coming. Nothing can stop it. His dad's just like, stop texting. Stop texting. The lawyer said not to text.
So I'm just going to read them in one big block. So the first one is at 4:27 and 55 seconds p.m. The last one is at 4:31 and 19 seconds p.m. So over the course of, 4 minutes, he fires off all of these texts. I don't blame you. I am just freaking out. We are crazy mixed up. I is very scary to never, almost never, to learn about stuff from yourselves. If very disconcerting and nothing can stop it, it seems it's like gravity, a black hole. Hole emoji.
What?
Oh my God.
Hole emoji, it says. Apparently there's an emoji for a hole. I didn't know that.
I'm going to go have my phone right now. I'm going to see
if I can
find
it. It's a picture of George Santos.
Oh, my God. A black hole, and then it says hole emoji.
I'm going to look for one.
I mean, what would a hole emoji even look like?
Let me see if I can find one.
So, by the way, while you're doing that, Jody, we're just getting started here. More emails. Hate Watch found messages appearing to corroborate a September 12, 2022 Rolling Stone story, which reported that Jones may have spied on his 43-year-old second and current wife, Erica Wolf Jones. Hate Watch found two instances where Jones contacts his security employee, former Austin Police Department officer, and Blackwater mercenary Tim Enloe to apparently monitor his wife. Mm-hmm. So he's having his wife followed by this former Blackwater mercenary, Tim Enloe. That's real.
Those people never overreact to anything.
No, absolutely not. They're totally centered.
No itchy trigger fingers over at Blackwater. No, sir.
Jones expresses concerns in the text that his wife is cheating on him, and his communications with Enloe establish that he wants information about her whereabouts and who she is meeting. The texts Hate Watch reviewed don't contain any evidence of infidelity by his wife beyond Jones's own suspicions. Well, of course, he's super duper paranoid. That's his brand. Jones and Enloe's tracking efforts seem to take place on days that Jones himself is conducting an affair. Well, as Donald Trump taught us the other day, is it an affair or is he just fucking? That's the big question of this. What's the dividing line between an affair and just fucking someone and hitting them with the rolled up copy of the Forbes magazine that you're on the cover of? I don't know. Jones contacts Enloe to monitor Erica Wolf Jones on days when he is also in touch with a woman named Pat Johnson. Oh, so it's Alex Jones and his Johnson.
You got your sunrise. You caught a prize. You're mating your Johnson.
Pat Johnson.
Party nights, summer whites. You, your friends, and your Johnson.
This is a real thing.
Tales, water trails. You, your kids, and your Johnson. Saturday nights, like distant lights. You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this is real.
You and your Johnson, a way of life for over 50 years.
Yeah, that's for Outboard Motors. Johnson Outboard Motors.
Oh my God,
Motors.
Because when Lonnie was going to start a band, because his real last name is Johnson.
Oh yeah?
I said, you should just call it Lonnie and his Johnson.
See? That would have been a winner. That would have been the perfect title for a band. Right. Yeah, absolutely. That's become Kimberly's theme song in the after party. So we play that at the top of every single after party. Yeah, but of course I saw the name Pat Johnson, who's this woman that Alex Jones is apparently having an affair with. And I said, I got to play you and your Johnson. I mean, that's perfect. And that's the alias she entered into his phone to represent an Austin-based married woman with whom he exchanges texts of an intimate nature. Wow, that's gross. Can you imagine those text messages?
Alex Jones pillow talk. God.
Yeah, I wonder if Hate Watch has copies of those texts.
I can't stop thinking about your titties.
Mama, titty. He once told that story where he's like, oh yeah, when I was a kid, I would demand to be breastfed. We'd be in the department store, be in Kmart, and I would say, Mama, titty. You want to hear the actual? I've got the actual clip.
Here, no, so. I don't. I really don't.
Hey,
Bob,
you brought it up. It was your idea.
I didn't think you were actually going to give us that particular look into his psyche.
Well, yeah, here it is.
I got milk till I was 18 months. I walked up in Target, jerking on my mom's pants.
Target didn't even
and
exist.
And I bossed her around and I said, Mama, titty. And she said, I think it's time to wean you because I was like pinching on her leg. That's a famous story she tells.
Mama titty.
Mama titty.
At least he's direct, you know?
Mama tells that every time we have mashed potatoes.
I'm just seeing, like, baby Alex Jones just looking like a miniature version of what he looks like now, but just shrunken down. Like, he still had, like, a beard and the receding hairline and just the weeble-wobble-shaped body, right? And Mama titty. And then suddenly he's just breastfeeding there in Target, just walking around with his mom's boob hanging out of his mouth. I'm really sorry if you're having dinner or lunch or breakfast while you're...
Bob,
all right, well,
your
that's...
mind is a strange place. It really is.
I'm blaming T-Rex for all of this. Yeah, you had to go to titty, didn't you? Hate Watch has confirmed Pat Johnson's real identity, but has elected to protect it in this series. Hey, that's some responsible journalism right there, I think.
Absolutely.
We are including only the details of Jones's apparent affair that relate directly to Jones having his wife Erica followed or that relate to content that appeared on InfoWars. On the morning of Friday, May 8, 2020, that was like right in the center of COVID, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Pat Johnson texts Jones a series of 9 links to right-wing websites. So she's a helper. 4 of which center on what was then the emerging COVID-19 pandemic. Pat Johnson also sends Jones a cartoon drawing of a baby bat with a heart embedded in a speech bubble. Oh, I get it. The Wuhan bat.
Oh.
That's what that is. Jones then starts texting his wife a little later after 1 p.m. Okay. So Jones's text to his wife, Erica, while he's getting COVID-19 memes from this woman, Pat Johnson, Alex Jones writes to his wife, are you going faux get drunk today? He meant to say to get drunk today, but it came out, it wrote faux. The text is faux get drunk today. Are you going faux get drunk today? And Erica Wolf responds to Alex Jones, no. For almost an hour, from 2:39 p.m. until 3:26 p.m., Jones sends Erica Wolf Jones dozens of text messages. Ugh. He accuses her of hating him and his family. And, of course, they're all, like, typos and misspellings. Like, the very first one is, you hate is.
What?
You hate is. And then he types us.
Yeah.
Well, we've all been there. I mean, who among us hasn't had to do that?
Hated is.
Yeah.
Yeah, as I like to say, autocorrect can ducking glow me.
I see it in your eyes. You won't even talk to me. Pick up now. You won't even break away from 1 minute to talk to me. Sick. I'm surprised he didn't call her scum. Scum! Sick. I hope you enjoy it. You hate us. You care less. Is so sick. And that's it. Those are the text messages. There are actually more. There are many, many more. But we don't have 4 hours to perform all of them for you. So you're going to have to go to...
Have you ever had somebody just, like, bombard you with texts like that? And you, like, you can't turn off your phone because your kids are in school or you need, like, whatever? And
oh, it's just like... Well, yeah. I mean, I've been caught up in text threads where I'll be away from my phone or something. Or maybe even asleep doing something.
No, I mean, like, someone who hates you. And is sitting there, like, spending their hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours... sending you texts every 30 seconds about how much they hate you.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
This is back before I learned to block people on my phone. But
go to splcenter.org and their Hate Watch vertical, and you can find this entire article. You know what? I'll just put a link in the description for this. If you want to read more of Alex Jones's drunk texting to his wife and to David Jones, his dad, where he said... I is very scary to never, almost never to learn about stuff from yourselves. That's like every rant on his radio show. And everyone's going, yes, of course, sheeple. This is great. Thank you, Alex. All right. We're going to take one last break here and wrap up the show right after these words.
Bob Seska plays more music.
Was that okay? Got it.
I'm so happy with how this came out, and I'm so happy Lonnie mastered it again. And it just—he does such good work. It just like everything pops like it's supposed to, and I just a part of me dies a little every time I have to ask somebody talented to do something for free.
It is so good. It's a song called "If You Know." It's now available at astralsummer.bandcamp.com. So run, don't walk, and pick up the brand new single from David Ferguson and Astral Summer. You know, still
it should be on iTunes and Spotify probably tomorrow or Saturday.
Yeah.
The other voice you hear is Rick Denton. He used to be the lead singer of a Raleigh, North Carolina band called Morning Bells. And he's been a good friend of mine for years. And I was just like, I'm going to write something for us to sing together.
Yeah. I was just going to ask you, who's the singer who does the first verse?
Yeah, that's Rick. And like, okay. I have known him for years, but like, he just has this amazing voice. And like, his band broke up during the pandemic, like so many bands, like what my old band did.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, let's do something. And so I ran up to Raleigh with my portable studio set up. And it was really fun. And as it, you know, the back and forth began to evolve, it kind of made us think about Depeche Mode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we were like, let's just go all in on that. You know, you're going to take the Dave part and I'm going to take the Martin part, you know, and we're going to mode it up here. So yeah, that's our homage, because so many of us, like suburban teenage 80s goth kids, were just like Depeche Mode.
Hey, you know what, speaking of music,
thanks for playing it and thanks for listening to everybody.
God, anytime, absolutely. But speaking of music, I meant to play this in the previous segment. I have another Alex Jones remix. Another song.
A new one.
Yeah, I don't know if it's I don't think it's a new one. I think it's just one that I forgot that I had. And it just said, I was going through my soundboard to find more Alex Jones sounds, you know,
scum!
Like that one. And I landed on this thing called Alex Jones Eat Ass Remix.
Oh, no.
So let's, I haven't previewed.
Okay, everybody.
I didn't preview
this. Buckle up.
I didn't screen it. I just added it to my soundboard. So here we go. I don't know what this is.
Your leftist ass, I corn on the cob. I'm ready. I will.
will eat your ass.
I'll eat your ass.
Your leftist ass. I corn on the cob. I'm ready. I will eat you. I will eat your ass.
I'll eat your ass.
My children aren't going hungry. I'll do it. I'll drink your blood.
I feel sexually threatened by this.
And I'm
what, David?
I feel sexually threatened by this.
I will eat your leftist ass.
No, you won't. Okay. Ew. I just crossed my legs so hard.
I'm so sorry, listener. Okay. Before we wrap up the show, got to talk about Hunter Biden. Yeah, lawyers for Hunter Biden are demanding Fox News issue corrections about some of its coverage of the president's son or risk defamation lawsuit. According to the Washington Post, the attorneys also fired off threatening letters to others, including Steve Bannon and Rudy Giuliani. And so the Post reported this. Abby Lowell, a recently hired lawyer whom Biden enlisted about a month ago, sent lengthy letters to the Justice Department and Delaware's Attorney General requesting investigations into several key players who were involved in disseminating data from a laptop that Biden is said to have dropped off at a repair shop in Wilmington, Delaware. Brian M. Sullivan, another lawyer now representing Biden, sent a separate communication to Tucker Carlson and Fox News demanding that they correct falsehoods. Isn't that great, Tucker? From his recent show or risk a possible defamation lawsuit. And in another letter, Lowell wrote to the Internal Revenue Service challenging the nonprofit status of Marco Polo, a group that is run by conservative activist Garrett Ziegler. Lowell provided 36 pages as evidence that the group's engaging in political activity in violation of its nonprofit status. Mm-hmm. So Hunter Biden's not taking this sitting down.
Well, Hal Sparks just tweeted out, he said, the laptop he was alleged to have left at the hack shop has a max hard drive capacity of 265 gigabytes. The hard drive that Giuliani has been shopping around for 3 years has 416 gigabytes of data on it.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a problem.
Yeah, it's a problem for Giuliani.
Yes, absolutely. Not a problem at all for Hunter Biden.
No, I think that's part of the reason. I think they finally found out what was going on, and he's like, well, fuck this shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I also think, they're used to being able to dump and just dump and dump and dump on people, mostly women and people of color.
Yeah.
And they don't ever get called on the carpet. And I think that's inexcusable. I really feel like Fox News, it should not exist. It is an anti-journalism organization. It is openly hostile to the pursuit of the truth in this country. They had a black ops room, for God's sake. And I don't think any of that's gone away after Roger Ailes died. I just think it's gotten deeper undercover to where they specifically target people in organizations that can't fight back and then try to ruin them.
Yeah, yeah.
The problem is the mistake they've made is they fucked with Hunter Biden, who is, like a white guy who has access to lots of money and who can just finally fight back.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really just want them to go in with the flamethrowers because it's ridiculous. How many people died because Fox News lied to them about vaccines? Yeah. How many people died because Fox News viewers mock people who wear masks?
Yeah.
How many kids now have, childhood onset diabetes because COVID fucked up their pancreas? It's just
How many trans kids are going to commit suicide because of the demagoguery coming from Fox News?
Yeah.
In fact, we're going to talk about on the Shadow Docket portion of the show. We're going to talk about a couple of new laws, one in Arizona, one in Arkansas. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is supporting a thing. And it's not just about drag shows. There's some other
fucking
details.
Walleyed cow. Sorry.
So Biden's attorneys allege Fox News defamed him when Tucker Carlson claimed Biden funneled $50,000 to his father, Joe Biden. In reality, the younger Biden was paying $49,000 for office space in Washington, D.C. every 3 months. Quote, we demand that you immediately retract these statements by spending a significant amount of airtime on such retraction, Sullivan said in a letter to Fox News and Carlson. If we do not receive this written confirmation, we will assume that you both are not interested in acting responsibly and professionally and willing to reverse its actual malice reporting. Yeah, no, they're not interested at all in acting responsibly and professionally. In fact, the entire mission statement of Tucker Carlson's show is to act irresponsibly and unprofessionally.
Yeah.
And that's just science.
I think their worst nightmare, though, it will be for Hunter to start talking to cameras because he's out. I mean, he's got if you'll forgive me, big dick energy. and even though you know he's probably done some bad things in his life, he's just got magnetism like his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the worst thing for them is going to be for him to actually go in front of the cameras and say, look, I made mistakes.
Yeah.
We all have.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not actually trying to serve in my father's administration. I'm not actually trying to enrich myself off the presidency like the children of the former president or just whatever. Like,
yeah.
But these people have mounted this full-on juggernaut against him, just mm-hmm. trying to completely – and he's not – I mean, remember back before the election, I was like, well, I'm sure not going to vote for Hunter Biden, that
yeah,
fucker.
I mean,
you know, like
– right. Yeah. I mean, this has been – Hunter Biden was the centerpiece of Donald Trump's attempted theft of that election.
Yep.
Started with the Burisma thing and Zelensky. I've gone over this a bunch of times. We all know this. As for Mac Isaac, who's the guy who runs the computer fix-it shop in Delaware, an attorney for
–
yeah.
Cool.
An attorney for Biden.
You're always after me, Lucky Charms.
what is his name? John Paul Mac Isaac? An attorney for Biden sent a criminal referral for the repairman.
Sorry, that's four first names. Can we start just calling him Johnny four first names?
Johnny four names, yeah. John Paul Mac Isaac, yeah, four names. And so what happened to Mac Isaac is an attorney for Biden sent a criminal referral for the repairman to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York. Quote, backing up Mr. Biden's files for any repair did not require Mr. Mac Isaac to review the contents of any such
right.
files, a lawyer for Biden wrote. Yeah, and this whole story freaks me out because I have to bring my computer in on a semi-regular basis. I haven't done it for a couple of years,
right.
but I like
Who
to bring it in.
Some fucking libertarian neckbeard is going to be like, I'm going to fuck that Bob Seska up.
And
download all your pictures of your Star Wars figurines naked.
That's exactly right. Yep. Or just me laying naked with an arrangement of Star Wars action figures all around.
That's the one. That's the
bunch
one.
Of pictures. Yeah. Like, you know, that picture of Burt Reynolds laying on the bearskin rug. There's one of me, but just surrounded by Star Wars figures. That's just.
do that now.
With like a TIE fighter right in front of your junk.
Yeah, no, I will not be doing that.
Oh, please.
No.
Aww.
I'm sorry.
You probably actually have the most like worked out, best looking body of any of the three of us. Well, I don't know. Jody,
I don't know about that.
Jody
is tight. Jody
well, I did have that stomach surgery a couple of years back.
Well, I mean, for God's sake, your cardio is off the charts. So,
yeah
you're in great shape. You're in much
yeah,
better
you
shape. Much better shape.
Bench press both of us, Bob.
Yeah, so, I mean, well, you know what? Look, it's all for show. None of this is functional. Not at all. All right, we got to talk about some new ridiculous laws coming out of Arizona and Arkansas. That's all coming up on the Shadow Docket show. Oh, you know, real quick, fun fact from Captain Obvious on Twitter. Donald Trump has paid more money for hookers than he's paid in taxes. This is not a joke.
Yes, that is true.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw that in. Plus, we got to talk to Jody about Finding My Roots and the Carol Burnett episode, which Kimberly and I just watched. And we have
I thought you didn't dye your hair.
We have other Carol Burnett news also. Plus, I want to talk about this Florida High School Athletics Board and what they're doing to girl athletes.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Stand by for that.
No.
Don't say it, David. Don't spoil it. We got to get to it on the Shadow Docket. Yeah. Suffice to say, it's fucking awful. As you can possibly imagine. All right, that's all coming up on the Shadow Docket. That's on our Patreon page. If you don't know already, you can go to patreon.com/Bob Seska Show and get all kinds of great bonus content, including the Shadow Docket every Tuesday and Thursday. You get the after party on Fridays with me and Kimberly Johnson, me and my Johnson. You also get the ultimate edition of this show, of the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday shows, commercial free and including the Shadow Docket. So what you get is exactly the thing that we record every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, all in one big unit. If you've got like an hour and a half commute, you can start the show, and then by the end of the Shadow Docket, without having to touch your podcast player, you can hear everything right on through the Shadow Docket, right as you get to work or right as you get home. Perfect timing. Okay, patreon.com/BobSessaShow. Meantime, AshevilleSummer.bandcamp.com. Jody Hamilton is at patreon.com/FromTheBunker. Have a great weekend. See you on the after party. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I got milk till I was 18 months. I walked up in Target, jerking on my mom's pants, and I bossed her around, and I said, Mama, titty. And she said, I think it's time to wean you, because I was like pinching on her leg. That's a famous story she tells.